Isaiah 17. In that day, people will look to their Maker and turn their eyes to the Holy One of Israel. The city of Damascus has withstood the ravages of wars throughout history and has never ceased to be a city, although it has changed from place to place. It is probably the oldest city in the world. So far, it has managed to survive all the catastrophes that have ravaged the world, especially in a land that has seen one army after another march through it. That day has not yet arrived. Someday, the survivors of the full fulfillment of his prophecy will seek the Creator, and their eyes will behold him. It was on this way to the same city, Damascus, that a fierce adversary of the incipient gospel, that the soul of Tarsus found God. Better said, that God, who found who would later become the great apostle Paul, his physical eyes were blinded for a while, but there, on the way to Damascus, his spiritual eyes were opened. Paul exhorts us to look up to Jesus, a look that transforms us. We all, with unveiled faces, are looking as in a mirror at the glory of God and are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is from the Lord, who is the Spirit. The Apostle John adds that on that day, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see? There is light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and freer. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.